we decided to renovate the school and turn it into a pickleball club.
That was the wildest shit I've ever heard.
I remember my first deal.
I remember when I had my first deal.
Welcome to another episode of My First Deal. Today we have Luke Blahnik, probably the most interesting man in Chicago real estate. Welcome, wow. Luke.
Really nice. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. Give us a little bit of background on Luke, who you are, where you're from.
I started out of college from the University of Illinois, selling homes in an active adult community to people 65 and older.
How old are you at this time?
I was 21. Got my license, hung my shingle on Damon Avenue across from Big Star. You could be a managing broker, your own managing broker at the time. You didn't need sponsorship. And I just started.
Wow.
And okay. So my first deal was I bought with a friend of mine a condo at judicial sale.
Was purchasing for yourself in a judicial sale?
Yeah. You know, raised the paddle. My heart was beating out of my chest.
Oh, wow.
I paid $97,500 for it.
Awesome.
I had to do cash for keys and relocate the owner and take possession, and then learned how to, you know, refinish floors, change a kitchen, renovate a unit, and then sold it.
Did you do it yourself with your own hands?
No. I mean, I was calling through Yelp subcontractors, kind of learning that world on the fly.
Yeah.
Took a few months and sold it for just under $200,000, like $197,000. I thought I was the smartest guy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'm going to make $1 billion.
And you did.
I'll never do anything else for the rest of my life.
I want to hear about the latest deal. When was your last deal? What was it?
We've had a busy weekend. I think we did 7 deals. We, as my partner Anthony Flora and I, did 7 or 8 deals in the last 4 or 5 days.
Whoa.
So it's been busy.
What was the latest, kind of like most significant? What was it?
You know, we've been selling single family homes and condos around the neighborhood. Most recently, I sold a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom condo to someone on your team, Gil.
Oh my gosh. I was talking to Gil this morning about it.
Yeah. So he's representing 2 lovely clients, and they're going to buy a condo from my client who is seller financing the deal for them.
Wow.
So we brought it together because the financing terms are really good and because the everyone understood and took some time to kind of carefully understand the transaction.
Compare the first and last deal. Luke from the first deal and Luke from this most recent deal.
Yeah, I mean, having, you know, a bunch of deals under your belt and just understanding flow gives you such confidence in being able just to kind of calmly explain how a deal's going to go. And I just think that you can get super creative and just be, I don't know, willing to kind of be flexible. Keep everyone calm. Make sure that like people are balanced and nerves aren't too high, and you just keep things on track.
I want to hear about the most interesting deal/project.
So we bought a school from a guy who bought a school from the Archdiocese of Chicago during COVID. So a gentleman in town did a deal with the Archdiocese, bought an elementary school, flipped it to myself and my partners. And so we found ourselves with an elementary school, actually pre-COVID.
What neighborhood are we in?
We're in the Gold Coast. We're on Orleans, just south of Division. And we have in front of ourselves a set of plans that we've developed to do a 7-story, 130-room hotel addition above the school using something called micropiles, which are little tiny foundational piles that drive all the way down to bedrock 100 feet below. And we're going to stand this hotel on stilts above the elementary school and use the elementary school as the lobby and ballroom, and the hotel is going to rise above it. And it was all moving very fast. And then COVID happened, slowed us down, and we decided to renovate the school and turn it into a pickleball club, an event space, and an antique store. Diving in headfirst, being flexible, and trying to figure stuff out on the fly.
I don't even know what the f*** to say, Luke.
Yeah.
You, and like, it's rare that someone says something to me, and I'm like, what the f***? Just say it, Luke. That was the wildest shit I ever heard.
Yeah, it was a wild ride. Yeah.
All right. So take us through like what happened with this project. Where are you at now?
So today it is the building is called the Schoolhouse. The Schoolhouse is an event space and a pickleball club by day with 3 pickleball courts. There is a restaurant and coffee shop called Grammar in the building. And there is a tenant called Architectural Artifacts.
Oh, awesome. Building, yeah. If someone wanted to find the pickleball court, like, what am I typing into Google here?
The Schoolhouse on Instagram or the Schoolhouse Chicago on the World Wide Web.
This is the most incredible story I've ever heard. I've heard bits and pieces, yeah. but to hear it from start to finish is a completely different experience.
Yeah.
If you were talking to Luke Blahnik, the 20, call it 4-year-old,
yeah.
who, as you said, hung their shingle like mm-hmm. on their own, mm-hmm. what advice would you give them if you were talking to them? I am that person.
One is, I think that part of the evolution, it just takes time. Like, you just need to be patient with it, but continue learning and doing as many things as you can and taking as many meetings and ask for it. Like, don't wait. Like, go get it. I'm 40 next week. And now I feel like with some gray hair and some bags under my eyes and some season on me, it's easy to, like, confidently go into any deal. There's no price point that's intimidating or any deal. I mean, I wouldn't know how to broker, like, a skyscraper, but absent that.
You'd figure
like,
it out.
Yeah, you'd figure it out, right?
Yeah.
But I think when you're young, you're just so fresh that you think you're a fraud and you're worried that everybody else is going to see you that way. And it's like, look, just assume that you know what you're doing, figure it out, find help, and go. So I probably just would have moved a little faster, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
My wife would laugh at me saying that.
Because like, you've moved pretty fast. One last question. This is going to be super quick. I want to hear, like, the craziest real estate story. And what I mean by craziest is either something really like weird happened, or you had, it was like a disaster. What was the biggest show? What was like the craziest thing that has happened on a transaction for you?
The home I live in now was an interesting acquisition.
Let's hear it.
We bought the home, an old dilapidated 2-flat on Humboldt Park, big gray stone on an oversized lot that we've been looking for and hunting for a long time, and purchased the property. Allowed the seller to have 90 days to get their belongings out after closing in a relatively contentious deal. And then after closing, the seller never came, never took anything out. And so I found myself packing pods because it was like real stuff. It was full though, to the roof. So we packed all their stuff up in pods, sent the pods to a place for them and told them where their pods were and that you know, that's where their belongings were.
Yeah. Did they ever come to collect them?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Weird deal. A lot of weird stuff, but yeah.
This was my first deal with Luke Blahnik. I want to hear more. You might have to be a recurring guest. Thanks for watching, and thank you, Luke.
Thanks.